different exams. I went from novice to general to advanced to extra. And of course, they had the 20 words per minute, but I always loved the codes, so that was no problem. So I was able to answer a lot of their questions. We talk about it over a beer, a few in a couple of places where they went to. And it did me good that they were interested, especially the police officers were interested in a hobby of mine. So whenever I could help them or something, even a couple of guys, let me drop it. Even some of the firemen, when their trucks weren't working right, as far as radio communications, I would check the SWR on their antennas, etc. And in Ridgewood, I worked when I first got out of service for Shepherd's Commercial Radio. So I guess every now and then I'd check out their radio, find something simple, and really help them out. Yeah, it's a good thing, you know. Like even on a Saturday, you know, there's always a fresh pot of coffee going over here. My wife's always drinking coffee, you know. And, you know, they'll knock on the door and the wife will come on in, you know. And next thing you know, they're walking to the kitchen. They know where the cups are, the creamer and the sugar and everything, you know. And they'll just sit and talk, you know. I got to know the cops in this town because both my younger daughters were, you know, in the boys' club, or they were in the karate classes, and the karate school was owned by one of the police officers in town. So, you know, I got to know them, you know. And then my daughter mentioned to the instructor, you know, the sensei, that her father had registered hands, you know. Then he became very interested in what I knew, you know, and I had to explain to him that I did combat form of self-defense and this and that, you know, and I went into his classes and, you know, did a couple of things that, you know, and I mean, this guy's a fourth degree black belt, and two times I was able to overtake him, you know, because combat is a lot different from martial arts because it's up close, you know. So that's when I started getting to know them, and now they, you know, they all think I'm nuts. Katie 2, CWW.
Nuts, and they still respect you. Sounds like you did something right. Did you look up that Rig Runner Power? Rig Runner 4004U, did you look that up?
Yes, I did. In fact, excluding the USB ports, I have something very similar to that that I took out of when we send a vehicle up to auction, I strip them of all their components. And the one vehicle that time had a distribution system. It's actually a Motorola unit. That's an older unit. They no longer make. Excuse me. But for the USB, I'm going to when I finally do take over this Mercury, I'm going to install them directly on the dash. Two USB ports.
Wow, maybe you could even, I don't know if there are cigarette lighter ports on the dashboard or whatever, but maybe you can get behind the dash where the cigarette lighter jack is, and just run it over a couple of inches, parallel it right into USB ports.
Well, I did that in my Jeep. My Jeep, I could plug anything into the power jack now, because it's a 60 amp, and that runs off of an electronic solenoid.
damn, 60 amp. Wow, you could probably charge up the batteries in the something with NASA, the vehicles that maneuver the rockets from the hangar over to the launch pad. That's a lot of juice. What do your vehicles have? 24 or 48 volts?
My Jeep is 12 volts, but I have a high amperage alternator in it, and, you know, with the type of equipment I have always run, I always jack up the system. I learned from a auto installer many years ago, an old timer, and he always said the system is only good as the weakest link, and that has stuck in my head for life.
Yeah, that analogy holds true with a lot of things. What your chain is, if it's something to do with business or science or an idea, it's only as good as the weakest link. I was talking about the vehicles on your job to take care of their everyday, you know, like your trucks, etc. 24 or 48 volts.
Well, now everything is 12 volts, you know, and multiple batteries, oversized charging systems, but I have not had a 24-volt vehicle. Got rid of the Chevy, 74 Chevy dump. That was the model number. That was a 24-volt. That was the last one that we had.
Well, I have a few years on you. I went into the Army November 68, and with our 2.5 vehicles, had 24 volts. That was 2 lead acid batteries. However, they were really huge, and they were able to deliver a hell of a lot of current. You had a couple of 48 volt vehicles. I was in Army Air Defense on top of a mountain with missiles and electronic radars, etc. But we had to maintain with per echelon maintenance on the vehicles, like changing the oil, looking for obvious things, making sure the tires were inflated. We had to report anything that didn't seem right to us about our trucks and vehicles, etc. And we would something was wrong, we had to report it to the motor pool. So I guess that's about how I learned a little bit more about engines, diesel engines, mechanics. Let me drop it. Our diesel engines in the truck were hyperbolic diesel. Now, from what I remember, on the top of the pistons on our diesel trucks, there was like a little reservoir that the injector would squirt the fuel into, and that was called the hyper bowl. Like it was a little bowl on top of the piston. And those trucks were capable of running on peanut oil, any kind of vegetable oil or whatever, plus diesel. Coming back to me now, maybe I don't have Kraft disease that bad.
No, you don't. I think there's a station trying to get in, a very weak station. This is KD2CWW. Is there an operator up there trying to come through?
I tried to jump in between the key-ups before.
No, I heard another station, a very weak station in there. I know that we have a good band opening, so might be picking up a repeater somewhere else.
I didn't hear anything yet. Usually I pick up that CDI repeater all the time, and I haven't heard it yet tonight.
The other night on a different 2-meter machine, I was picking up a Z3ZZA. I don't remember. I gotta look it up. I wrote it down.
We had a little opening last night. I forget the guy's name and his call sign, but he lives way down South Jersey. And me and Charlie were talking to him for a while, then all of a sudden the band opening went away. The guy had to be at least a good, he said he was only, I don't know, 20 miles or a little further where he lives from HRO in Delaware.
AA3Z. AA3Z. That was the call that I was picking up.
Did you check out where it was coming from?
Yeah, it was in Delaware also.
Yeah, I think I told you, but the other night I switched my PL to 100 on this frequency, and I was talking to a truck driver way up in Connecticut, and we held it for a long time, and then a guy was telling me that he used to work for a trucking company called Kennedy Trucking in Kearney. I went back and told him, I said, yeah, Kennedy Trucking used to be about 2 blocks away from me.
All right, the repeater is in Cockleville, Maryland.
Wow, does it have a PL on it?
I do not remember. I only looked up the call itself. Pearl River repeater, 6685. That was the frequency that was on.
Yeah, because I got into a Maryland repeater the other night on this same frequency. I kept trying, and I finally found it, and I had to take the PL off, and I was getting into it. Hey, Don, just for a point of interest, I looked up what size alternator is in my truck, and I'm doing pretty good with that. It's got a 130-amp alternator from the factory.
Now, I believe that's, I believe you told me that's the same I have in mine.
I don't remember. What year is your Jeep Liberty again?
Sorry about that. I just accidentally changed repeaters. Okay, I'll be back in a little bit. Time for another pit stop.
Okie doke. 82 VOR. I think Don's got a Jeep Compass. I'm not sure. He could have one or two different alternators in there, a 115 or a 140.
Yeah, I believe you said a 2011.
2012, 2.4 liter.
Yeah, that's what I punched in. I said Liberty before. You can either have a 140 or a 115 amp alternator in that truck.
Okay, that is with the 2.4 liter. It could be either alternator with that one.
Yep, I got 2012 Jeep Compass 2.4.
Damn, now how am I going to find out which one I have?
A lot of times Chrysler's got a production tag on it with the number. I'm going to see if NAPA shows how you tell the difference. Go do what you got to do if you didn't make your pit stop.
I'm just about to squirt a hole right through the wall. I'll be back in about 2-3 minutes.
I'll be right back. I'm going to go get a refill.
Okie doke, KD2, VOR.
Rocky, did you look up, when you looked it up, did you see that it was the Limited? Practically everything the Limited can have, I have it in this one vehicle. I have the deluxe radio, heated seats. Damn, I guess I just have just about everything in it.
they don't go with NAPA telling you whether it's limited or not limited. The only way truly to find out what size alternator you got in that truck is you can go to the dealer, you give them your vehicle identification number to the parts department, and they can tell you exactly what alternator was put in that truck when it was built.
Can they actually view the alternator and see what it has? Any little plate or something with a nomenclature number on it?
Depending on where the alternator is mounted, and if you can see anything, that's another way. Because I'm looking in NAPA, and the pictures of both alternators, they physically look the same.
The story of my life. Have to find out yourself and go through all the methods. Nothing comes easy.
Well, if you ever have to take the truck back to the dealer, I know the dealer would have no problem looking that up for you. Say you had to go back in for some service or warranty or something like that, you could always walk up to the parts department with your registration and they can tell you, they'd be glad probably to tell you which alternator was put in the truck when it was built.
Actually, that little rubber grommet I was telling you about with the prop rod, I never researched that. And, hell, maybe I'll just run up here to the parts department, see if they have this little rubber grommet for the prop rod, and then I can ask them that question.
Hating to be OR, just leaving some room there. Yeah, you kill two birds at one stone. Then you'll know what all you got, and then you can order that grommet. And if that grommet's that much of a problem, really, they should put the darn grommet in for you for free. It's still under warranty.
Yes, I was thinking that. Okay, WH2ZOC, back to you, Chris.
You'll have to give me a minute. I spilled my tea.
Well, as long as you didn't spill it in your lap when it was super hot. And your voice didn't change pitch. Sorry, maybe that wasn't funny.
As a joke, I didn't think it was too funny. When I was a young kid, I remember I still lived in East Orange. When the pediatrician used to come over to the house to make house calls, I was sick or something. My mother made me a hot cup of tea. Because they always said, no coffee, too much caffeine. Anyway, she just poured the tea and I only had pajamas on. I don't have to tell you where the tea landed.
Ouch. Well, I know you produced a couple of kids, so I guess everything worked out okay.
BOR. Yeah, I can still remember this day. She just poured the hot water. My God, let's put it this way. Everything down there was a little toasty. Hey, Don, did I tell you what I'm thinking about buying next if I get enough money out of this equipment?
No negative.
Well, friend said I could do it. As long as I get enough money out of this stuff, I'm thinking about an 857D.
Well, now that you're a general, that'll open up all new doors on our hobby.
Well, I was thinking about this for the mobile. I could probably do it as a, you know, they're offering a $50 rebate from Yaesu. Plus, you get a free separation kit, and HRO and Gigaparts have got the best price on it so far with free shipping,
$739.95. Wow, I think that's about what I paid.
You know, I'll have to invest in it sooner, but for the time being, I've got a mag mount that I can put on my roof. and I can trim it down and get it to tune, you know, be able to do 10 meters with no problem for now.
I think you're going to do it.
82CWW.
You go make another cup of tea?
No, but didn't hit any of my components, but I got a little on my microphone and phone cord, so I had to take time and clean that.
What are you drinking, you'd say? Anything?
I put a little soy milk or almond milk, depending on what mood I'm in.
I'll tell you, I'm looking at this radio. This is a pretty looking little radio, man.
I love having that radio in my vehicle.
I don't see anything on HRO's site about a free separation kit, just a $50 rebate.
Yeah, I bought mine in Gigaport and it came with the kit.
Same here.
Any of you two guys got extra filters in yours or just using it the way it came?
Don't know if it had any filters in it or not. It was just the 857D with the separation kit. The filters, the filters. No, it didn't come with the sideband or CW filters.
I did put a sideband filter in mine.
I finally started using mine loyally. Then I will have an SSB filter in there and one of the two CW filters. Okay, gents, that's about it for me. Great QSO tonight. Covered a lot of subjects. Good entertainment. This will be WA2ZOZ Clear. And over to you, Rock, for your final with me.
All right, Don. Have a good weekend. And we'll catch you down the log. 73, over to you, Chris.
All right, Don. Have a good night. And Rocky, I think I'm going to get a couple hours myself over here.
All right, 73. Ham City showing it comes with a free separation kit. I'm going to have to call HRO on Monday and see if they're offering the same thing. 73, 82, BOR. I'll be here for a little while longer.
All right, I'll talk to you later on. 82CWW, we're going to be clear.
10 to AIR Mobile. This is N2, AIR Mobile.
N2 AIR, N1LU.
Hey, Charlie. I heard somebody out there. Just driving around the in the car with a 2-meter radio, trying to see how it works with 25 watts. This is N2 AIR.
Is this your first time on it? It sounds great. DF2.
Fantastic. Now, I was on for a little while yesterday after I programmed a couple of memory channels into it. Not too many yet, but I'm glad to hear that. And I'm glad to hear that it's working on 25 watts. There was a point yesterday I was talking to Paul and to Bill where I had to pump up the power to 65 watts, but that was only briefly. So just for the heck of it, let me see if I can hit the repeater with 5 watts. This is N2 AIR Mobile on 5 watts. Do you have any copy on me, Charlie?
Yes, not much difference. A little bit more white noise in there. Are you moving or are you parked?
No, I'm parked. Right outside of historic Juniper Valley Park. That was an encampment for both the British and the Americans during the Revolutionary War.
Yeah, well, I can only imagine there's an encamp there now. No, it sounds great. Of course, when you move, it might be a little different, but sound better on that radio than you do from your base. I hate to say it.
That's what I was afraid of. I don't know. That location is not the best for any kind of ham radio. Too much industrial stuff going on. I'm basically blocked in by aluminum siding from all sides. So unless I got an antenna way up in the air, I'm not really surprised that the mobile sounds better.
It sounds really good, and I like the audio quality as well. Unfortunately, I got to back out of here now. We're at the fireworks stand. We have to start setting up. It sounds real good. I'll send you off a picture. I made the mount. I don't know if I posted that at all, but I made the mount that you have, and I've got my 220 rig mounted that way. I got to get a few more refinements in there, and probably not as nice as yours, but it's a real good idea. Anyway, good talking to you, Greg. Have a great fourth. And 2AIR and 1LU.
All right, thanks very much, Charlie. All right, I'm glad to be an inspiration. And, all right, you can sell fireworks, but be careful if you're going to be playing with them later. Have a great fourth, and maybe I'll grab you later. This is N2AIR, 73, Charlie.
Take care, Greg, and 1LU, Claire. Connected KD2GUW. KD2GUW disconnected.
KC2ZUM, KC2ZUM, KB2DPV. KB2DPV.
KC2ZUM, KC2ZUM from K2EIR.
Thank you. to JDH and to AIR Mobile. How's it going?
AIR, what's going on? Doing all right. Just prepared for this operation. Where are you mobile to?
Well, actually, I'm sitting right in front of my house. I was driving around before testing out the new radio in the car here. I spoke to Charlie. I'm using 25 watts right now. It seems to work for most of the areas around here locally. There were a couple of times where I had to kick it up to 65 watts, but few and far between. Other than that, I'm very satisfied with this little 2-meter radio.
And that's over there in Queens, correct?
Yep. Master Queens, the land that time forgot.
Impressive. That's pretty good over here at the Alcon. It's not bad. That sounds about right. What you got? You using a high-gain antenna or just put away?
It's a 20-year-old Hustler 5/8 wave mag mount. Yeah, let me kick it up to 65 watts and see if that makes any difference. All right, Andre, now I'm running 65 watts. Is there any distinctive difference?
I don't hear that rushing air sound. I'm not sure what you want to call it, but I don't hear it when you pop it up a little bit more.
All right, that's good. I'm satisfied with that. So far, I really like the radio. I was actually parked near this place called Juniper Valley Park in Middle Village, Queens. Not sure of the elevation. It might be a little higher than where I am now. And I actually brought the power down to 5 watts. And Charlie said I was still making the repeater, Q5.
That's great. That's good to know. At least when I get my radio on.
Well, I always liked this this antenna, this Hustler 5/8 wave antenna. I used to run it. Actually, all I used to use was an HT, an old Kenwood 225H, I think it was, something like that. But that had a top power level of 6 watts, and I. Between that and the antenna, I was traveling all over the place, way upstate, and still hitting repeaters in Queens.
That's good. What mobile did you purchase?
This is the ICOM IC2300H.
I'm trying to remember if that was a dual band one. Yeah, dual, I suppose.
Negative, Dre. 2 meters only. It's a very small radio. It's got power level settings for 5, 10, 25, and 65 watts. But supposedly it's built to mil specs. It's a solid little radio. It's small. It's mostly one giant heat sink.
Okay, now I got a picture of it. All right, cool. Good then. That sounds good. Now, I'm not sure what I'm going to get. I want to get a VHF, UHF mobile radio. I haven't decided. Kenwood seems to be off the list right now.
Yeah, well, take your time. Nobody's rushing you. Get what you like. I just wanted to have 2 meters in the car. Like I said, I haven't had a mobile radio other than my H17 in the radio in the car for close to 20 years.
All right, that's cool. I'm going to end up getting something. I don't know. I really don't need UHF, but I figure I might as well have.
Charlie was actually being very apologetic when he told me. He says, I hate to say this, but you sound better from the mobile than you do from your base.
What was that? I'm sorry. Can you try that again?
Charlie was actually being apologetic when he told me. He says, you actually sound better from the mobile than I do from my base radio.
That's Charlie for you.
And then he said, and by the way, I like the audio on that radio. So coming from Charlie, that's definitely a compliment.
That means it's time to upgrade the base unit.
Yeah, I think I'm going to move before I upgrade anything else that I have in the house.
Whatever happened with that QRP from Pennsylvania? Did you ever try that?
Well, I was supposed to head out there for the 4th, but I've got an unrepaired roof here, and being that we've been having so much rain over the past couple of days, I'm on kind of a bucket watch because I've got a few leaks in my roof. Nothing major, but, you know, like a steady drip, drip, drip in about four different spots. So until the weather changes or I get the roof fixed, I'm not going to be going any place really far.
KIR with Anterior 88. There's no way to get no tarps up here or a couple of tarps from overland? I don't know.
You know, if I'm going to go through the trouble of getting up on the roof, I'm not going to bother with tarps. I've got the roof patch and that material that goes over the cracks and stuff like that. I just have to, at my age and in my state of health and disrepair, I just have to go up there with somebody. Trying to get my kids to do it, especially since the younger one just bought his own house, so he's busy with that. And contractors, they're very busy, so they don't want to do small jobs. So it's like I'm depending on friends, and they keep telling me, well, I can't make it today, can't make it tomorrow, blah, 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 this, that, and the other thing. This has been going on for like 3 weeks already.
Hey, let me say temporary 73. I got to take a couple of pictures.
All right, Drake. We'll catch you later, either on the radio or, I guess on the radio. Don't play with fireworks, all right, babe? This is N2AIR.
Thank you. Alpha Alpha Charlie. Anybody on frequency for a quick audio signal check?
Sounds just fine to me. This is N2AIR.
N2AIR, W2AAC, thanks a lot. Just trying out this new little Bofang. I'm over here in Valhalla, Westchester County. The name is Anthony. Copy?
Yeah, roger, Anthony. Yeah, you're Q5. Not dead full quieting. There's a little bit of hiss in the background, but the repeater's been like that for the past couple of days or more. Name here is Greg, and we're in Mashbeth, Queens.
All right, Greg. Happy 4th, and thanks for coming back. Yeah, I got a lot of reviews on this little radio here, and they said there was some of them had audio problems. But so far, I just got it all programmed. Didn't take me long, so I wanted to see how I hit some distant repeaters.
Oh, like I said, Anthony, it's doing just fine. You working off the antenna on the HD?
No, actually, I'm sitting out in my driveway. I have a little mag mount in my car, so it's nice and cool and breezy over here, so I figured I'd come outside.
That's funny, because I finally installed a 2-meter rig in my car just yesterday, and I was driving around yesterday evening and this morning, testing it out in different locations and what repeaters I could hit and whatnot. But I haven't had a ham radio in the car in about 20 years.
Yeah, I just use the been using the HTs in the car. I work here in Westchester too, so I don't really drive too far. So I just happen to have this little mag mount, and you know, it works pretty well. Even when I'm traveling around, that's all I take. I just don't see the need for myself personally to have a nice rig in the car. Back to you.
Yeah, well, for years I was working with a 2-meter 10-wood brick HT, what was it, TH225A. It put out a total of 6 watts on high power, and I had a 5/8 mag mount on the roof, and that used to work fine. I still have that same 20-year-old mag mount. I just upgraded the radio. I got a ICOM 2300H. Nothing fancy, the price was right, and it's just 2 meters, but for knocking around the neighborhood and going to trips to PA to see my son, it's just fine.
Yeah, roger that. I my last HT I had a bit of dust on me. It was an old Kenwood, I think it was a TH22AT. So I figured I'd just try out this Baofeng, and after reading all the reviews on it, and I put chirps on the computer and downloaded it, and it actually was pretty simple. I did also do it manually. I figured that out, and it didn't take me long, but chirps is definitely a lot faster.
I don't know if you mentioned, what Baofeng is it?
It's the original UV5R.
Oh, all right. Yeah, I actually bought one of those for my kid. He's not a ham, but he's an EMT for New York City here. And they use that to monitor the police and fire departments, because I don't think they get those frequencies on the EMT frequencies that they're allotted.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I did program some of the local police frequencies on this, so it works pretty good. So I'm happy with it so far. I just, like I said, I've only just got it up and running, so I wanted to get a couple of contacts out there just to make sure she's working fine. And again, this is the first dual band handheld I had, so I'll have to play around with it and see how it works. I haven't made any contacts on 70 centimeters. I can't rouse anybody up on the local repeaters over here.
Yeah, well, good luck. I'm sure they're out there. It's just a holiday weekend, and I think everybody's just shying away from the radio. But I haven't decided what I'm going to do yet for the holidays. I'm sure my kids will cook up something for me. All right, Anthony. Good talking to you. Like I said, your radio's working just fine. Enjoy the 4th and stay away from the fireworks. This is N2AIR.
All right, thanks for coming back and for the quick Q-so, and enjoy your holiday week, and then hopefully we'll catch up again. N2AIR, W2AAC, 73.
I'm not shying away from the radio, WATCLP. NQAIR, WATCLP.
Okay, I got you. Yeah, geez, we've done this before. I think we've done the same dance. I can't remember your name.
Dan, Dog Able Nancy. I know you're Greg because you said it. Just thought I'd say hello. Just hanging out. Tuning around Echo Lake and, just playing radio.
All right, Dan. Hope you got more in store for your holidays. I don't know if we're going to get to see any fireworks tonight. Still depends on the weather. But since they're having it in the East River this year, I was tempted to go and drive into Greenpoint or Williamsburg, Brooklyn. But thinking back, the last time I did that, when they had the East River fireworks, it took me 2 hours to get out of the neighborhood. So tend to doubt it.
I just watch it on TV. The picture's pretty good. You don't have to hassle with the traffic.
There you go. When I go to my kid's house, they usually have something going on. But I don't think they're going to be doing it this year. He's got too many other things going for him. But all right, Dan. Good hearing you. I'm going to try to get some things accomplished here this afternoon. And see what's in store for the rest of the day. It's drizzling now here in Queens. I don't know what it's doing by you.
I think it's just cloudy. I'll let you go. Have a safe one. Like you said, stay away from the fireworks. And I'll catch you later. NQAIR, WATCLP.
All right, there, Dan. Have a good one. WATCLP, this is NQAIR, 73 and all that jazz.
KD2BOR, N2IEE.
How you doing, John? WATCLP.
WATCLP, N2IEE, fly business, Dan. Just hanging out, came in from fishing, and then radio on about 10 minutes ago.
Yeah, I've been tuning around. I'm running like 850 milliwatts here with a quarter wave in the house, and just hanging out. I banged up my knee, just resting it. Hopefully that'll feel better. And if it dries out outside, maybe I can get some gardening done.
There you go. I picked up a 2 meter 440 mobile antenna yesterday, so I go install that on my car and one of the dual benders they got. Do I can mount it?
Yeah, I've been meaning to get a different. I have a 2 meter mag mount, but it's 2 meter only. It's 5/8 and it works, but I mean, updated for the other bands now that I have to do it. So we'll eventually get around to it. But I like the idea of the mag mount. When you want to make it disappear, you just take it off and it's done.
You go. I don't know where you're going to get your stuff. I got this in Lodi.
Yeah, I should remember that there's an electronics store there. I have the old Larson NMO mag mount. That was like a standard mount, the NMO. I think it's still made. Somebody else may own the company, but there's an antenna for it, or at least a mono bander for 440 maybe. The funny is, maybe I get that, but we have that much activity there, so. Yep, the antenna's old, but it still works.
Don't think there's an activity on 440?
I mean, on 220, I don't know if it's 440 has activity, but 220, I don't know if it's not much activity on it, but I have had some FUSOs there.
Yeah, a couple of years ago, I sold my 220 rig. I thought that was a mistake. That was a good thing. I had a lot of fun there. I used to run a repeater on the World Trade Center and go up into Cape Cod and stuff with it. Really nice.
I used to take my little ICOM IC202 up to the World Trade Center and sit in the southwest window with the quarter wave whip and talk to Philadelphia and Virginia. I did that several times and got out like gangbusters up there. Those were the good old days, I guess. Anyway. I still have that little rig, but there's not as much 2 meter sideband activity as there was, say, maybe 20 years ago.
I've got one on Squalo, little 11-inch square loop that I run on a no gate through almost. It was a blast. I have everybody with the beams. I work everybody with the beams. They do all the work of pulling in. It's fun.
That's right. It's called let the guy on the other end of the conversation do all the work. I took that little rig up on top of Winston Towers to the game room up there where my sister-in-law lives there, mother-in-law, and I got somebody in Rhode Island or something, and he wanted to know what I was using for an antenna. I told him just a quarter wave width. He couldn't believe it. I was looking down across Manhattan onto LaGuardia Airport. That's how high you were up on top of that building.
Wow. That's cool. Good spot to work everything, huh?
Well, they since moved from there, but when they lived there, I made sure I brought the rig up there, and lo and behold, it worked out. And we used to rooftop with it and so forth and hilltop. But lately, there's not as much activity on 2 meter sideband like there used to be. There used to be a lot of locals on 20 years ago, and they've all become, I guess, silent seas and so forth. So, but there's still activity here on FM, that's for sure.
I'd rather do IE. I'd rather be on the sideband. I like the distance. I don't like to work simplex a lot versus the machines, you know?
We used to have a guy up in Rhode Island. His call was W2MCF. He calls his kinetics W2 Monkey Chase and Flea. I originally worked him from my apartment with a mag mount. Then when I got the little gaggy, it, you know, worked a little, out a little bit better. But, you know, Fort Lee, it was like line of sight up to Rhode Island.
My Joe. Those were the days, huh?
Those were the days. There were a lot of locals on 2 meter sideband. And although I was facing, I think I was facing south, I don't think of which way I was facing, I could bounce the signal off. If I wanted to work to the south, I would aim my signal north and bounce it off one of the other high rises, and I could, you know, talk to people 40 miles to the south if I could look it that way.
I hear you. I used to get into Philly, South Jersey, Delaware, then into Maryland one time, up the other way north, Vermont, New Hampshire, and all that. It was cool. You know.
Well, about a week ago, there was a nice opening down to Philly. I was talking to my friend who has an HT in an apartment. He lives in northeast Philly by the airport. And we were using 147.03, the machine down in Philly, and it was coming in full quieting, and it was great. Or I can also connect to that from Echolink, but I was actually on 2 meters with a little gaggy. He was on his HT, and he was an opening about 100 miles.
Not Joe.
Sounds like your phone's ringing there in the back.
Yeah, hold on one minute. Ring to IE.
WA2CLP. WA2CLP standing by.
Connected W1KHZ. W1KHZ disconnected.
N2IE, W2CLP, back in. N2IE and WA2CLP. N2YYY.
N2I.
YY82VOR. Cross and repeat.
Okay, fine business. I have a question for you. Did you get your ARRLD certification yet?
Not yet.
Did you apply for it?
In Bob, with everything going on with the building, just wasn't putting anything else out right now, if you know what I mean.
Hey, QSL, the reason I ask, I have a young chap. He's a member of the North Arlington Emergency Squad. He's ready to take his test probably in about 2 weeks. And I want to just kind of remove myself, even though I didn't teach him, but I just want to just reduce any impropriety that somebody may say. Since I know him, I thought maybe you, Joe, Sutine, and Bill would do the.
I didn't continue on that, Bob, but everything was going on. I didn't have the time.
QSL, understood. Yeah, I'm chasing DX today. The bands are pretty crowded with all types of 4th of July festivities and stuff. Got a quarter ham up in New Hampshire. It was 20 over S9. Blasting away.
Very good. All right, Bob, let me say 73. Happy 4th. I got to get back to my grilling here. So happy DX and KD2VOR. Cross band repeat.
Very good. 73 is N2YYY is clear with you and off to the very far side.